This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 94 for Friday, October 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was narrowly mixed at the final bell in thin and choppy activity. The nearby November contract up 20 cents at $711.40 per ton, while the more deferred months all slightly lower. That November contract had tested chart support below $710 before uncovering some fresh buying interest. A relatively firmer tone in Chicago soy oil provided some support, but soybeans in the U.S. were softer. Wide crush margins remain an underpinning influence for canola, keeping domestic processors on the buy side, but the Canadian dollar was firmer today, and that did put some pressure on values. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. With better-than-expected U.S. jobs data and the likelihood of increased interest rates in the country behind some of the selling pressure. Soybeans took back yesterday's gains, losing 14 cents in the November contract at $12.66 per bushel. While rains were causing delays in parts of the Midwest, the longer-range forecasts look reasonably favorable for most of the region, which should allow producers to make good harvest progress. Chart-based selling was also bearish for beans, although IDEA's losses were looking overdone provided support. The USDA releases updated supply-demand estimates next week, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Corn futures were thought to be due for a correction after rallying sharply yesterday. The December contract down 5 cents at $4.92 per bushel. While seasonal harvest pressure was bearish, concerns over the next South American crop provided some support. Heavy rains have caused issues in parts of Brazil, while Argentina continues to deal with drought conditions, which may cut into acres. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 11 cents in the December contract at $7.20 per bushel. Kansas City down 16 cents in December at $6.73 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 10 cents in the December contract at $5.68 per bushel. After rallying yesterday on news of a Turkish cargo ship being damaged by a mine in the Black Sea, the sentiment had shifted today, with grain still moving out of the region despite the ongoing conflict. In addition to dryness in Argentina, Australia is also in need of moisture, and the lack of rain there could be cutting into wheat production prospects. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, October 6th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.